And it's nearing the end of the show, so we figured you'd like something sweet to end things just right. So if you were at a fine restaurant, now would be the time for a selection of gourmet handmade chocolates. So what we can offer you is a guide on how to make the right selection. Joining us now is Andrew Schatz, the owner of Garrison's Confections in Providence, Rhode Island, former pastry chef at the Russian Tea Room, Lutèce, and La Côte Basque. He's with us from his chocolate loft, where he's making and tasting the bonbons, truffles, and bars he serves in his brand new store. And thanks for taking time out of your busy day to join us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, you've been saying for quite a while now that chocolate is the new wine. Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, kind of like what happened, I would say, in the early 80s. People started to become more educated about wine. They started tasting wine more, experiencing new flavors, new varieties, new varietals. I think the same thing is happening with chocolate over the last couple of years, and I think it's just only the beginning.
Well, we've always known there was a big selection of chocolate all the way from Hershey to Nestle's, right?
Well, yes, you can say that in certain parts of the country. But there's, I think people are more educated about things, and they want to be more educated. They're trying different types of chocolate with different percentages, different cocoa masses, if you will. So it's opening up a lot of doors.
So chocolate, to interest sophisticated palates, I guess, has to have certain complexity to it.
Yes, and a lot of different chocolates have a lot of different complexities.
Why do you think people are becoming so interested now?
Because I think there's more out there offered now. I think years ago that really high-end chocolates that have more different complex flavors were only offered to chefs and restaurants and pastry chefs and restaurants. And I think more and more the things that they're offered to the chefs are becoming offered to customers in the that are non-professionals.
We're speaking with Andrew Schatz of Garrison's Confections in Providence, Rhode Island, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Now, what makes a good chocolate?
What makes a good chocolate? I guess that would depend on what you like. There are a lot of good chocolates. There are a lot of different types of chocolates out there. I can't really say one's better than the other. I mean, everybody has their own opinion. Certain people like certain types of wines. So certain people only like Pinot Noirs. Different people like things that are spicy with a bite, such as a Shiraz. You find these same characteristics in chocolate, so therefore, pretty much to you, what is a good chocolate is what makes you smile, what you like.
Well, a wine tastes different depending on the type of the grape and where it's grown, the weather conditions. Same for chocolate?
Same for chocolate. Different cocoa beans that come from different regions around the world, they have various characteristics. For example, let's take a cocoa bean from Ecuador. Ecuador would produce a cocoa bean that is very strong in flavor. It would produce a chocolate that's really dark in color. I mean, some chocolates I've seen made with Ecuadorian beans are almost black, whereas you have really light colors made with chocolate from Venezuela, the Criollo bean. It would produce a chocolate with a lot of different personalities, maybe something with high-end acidity, something with the aroma of red fruits. So it depends on, just like the grapes, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good analogy. But
are there good years and bad years for chocolate?
Yes, there are. Certain chocolate companies are manufacturing chocolates and putting dates on them. And they're only manufacturing chocolate from that one crop from that year. And you can't make it again.
And can chocolate be preserved like wine?
It can. I really haven't had any old chocolate that let's just say, vintage 1967. No, I haven't mm-hmm. seen it, but I'm sure it can be if it's kept in the proper conditions.
But
flavor will change.
It will change. I mean, assume it doesn't improve with age.
No, it will change.
Uh-huh. Now, it sounds like you do an awful lot of tasting of chocolate in your store.
I eat chocolate every day, all day long, pretty much.
Now, some people might worry about all that sugar and fat.
Well, if you're eating just straight chocolate, there's not a lot of sugar in it. Let's just say a 70% chocolate, 72% cocoa mass chocolate, which means that the chocolate is 72% product comes from the bean. Let's say it only has 28% or 27% sugar. So when you're eating something, only 27% of it is sugar. The big myth about chocolate makes you fat is not true. Chocolate doesn't make you fat. It's the candy bars and the things that people associate chocolate that make bonbons, cream-filled things.
Mm-hmm.
So most of those are made with milk chocolate. The large majority of them are. Milk chocolate only has, let's say, anywhere from 26 to 30%, 35% actual chocolate in it. So out of that 25%, 50% of that sugar. So you're eating something that only has really 5 to 15, 20% actual chocolate. The other 75% is all the stuff that makes you fat. So if you eat a really good dark chocolate, bittersweet chocolate, you can eat it, you know, at a relatively good moderate pace. It's not going to make you fat.
Do you ever eat milk chocolate? I mean, you know, something that comes in a wrapper?
Something that comes in a wrapper. I will have to be honest. I'm not a snob, but no, I actually don't buy anything that comes. I buy other colleagues' products. I have the ability to eat chocolate right out of the box, raw chocolate that's not mixed with other ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just how I choose to eat it because I'm around it, you know, 6 days a week. So, no, I guess the answer is no. I don't buy things in a wrapper.
Let's get a listener on the line. This is Roman, who joins us from Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Good show. I was thinking that I was driving and you guys talking about chocolate. I came from Russia originally, and I think the chocolate here was very plain. It was my first impression. There's a lot of chocolate cakes and a lot of chocolate Hershey's and Hershey bars, and it just doesn't have richness of chocolate that I used to. For instance, if you get a chocolate made in Switzerland, Toblerone is one of the brands that Meyer carry.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife never had it before, and I just brought it in and let her have it. She just loves it. She says that the Hershey and similar type of typical American chocolate, it just doesn't stand any in comparison with it.
Well, and
just a comment I wanted to make.
Okay, thank you very much, Roman, and drive safely.
Sure, thanks.
Okay, appreciate it. Andrew Schatz at Toblerone still comes in a wrapper.
Yes, it does.
Is it better?
Is it better? Again, like I said in the beginning, what makes you happy? Certain people would say it is. Certain people would say it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I'm not going to be the judge of which one is better. It's if you put it in your mouth and you like it and you think it's better, okay, for you it's better.
So, what do you do at your store at Garrison's Confections that makes it special? What's your signature there?
Well, kind of our signature is what we do is we change the flavors. I do 12 different types of ganache as opposed to doing just a retail store or mail order or anything like that. That with like 36 flavors to choose from, it's kind of confusing. So what I do is I do 12 flavors. They coincide with the season. Right now we are in the autumnal equinox. We're getting ready to go into the winter solstice. We change with the season.
Andrew Schatz, thanks for being with us. And I blame you for making my mouth water.
I'm sorry.
Andrew Schatz of Garrison's Confections in Providence, Rhode Island, former pastry chef at the Russian Tea Room, Lutèce and La Côte Basque. He was with us from the Chocolate Loft. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.